Good afternoon. Not the happiest of Fridays for the Australian share market. We had the ASX 200 down by 23.5 points, or a third of a percent, settling at 7,139 points. Still, it was the first decline for our market in three trading sessions. Just yesterday, we also hit an all-time high, and we still managed to lift very slightly over the course of the week as well. And this is despite, of course, the concerns which are ongoing about how bad this coronavirus can actually get in China and what this is going to mean for slowing down the Chinese economy as well. But today, focus was still on company profit results. We didn't have as many really large names to move the market, but still plenty to receive interest. And also, a number of them actually posted losses rather than profits over the course of the 6 months, of the past 6 months. Today, Ardent Leisure, which is the owner of Queensland's Dreamworld, and also Village Roadshow, which is behind SeaWorld and Warner Brothers Movie World in Queensland, both of them said that they lost between $20 and $25 million over the past 6 months. They blamed that partly on bushfires, the severe weather, and also the coronavirus, which has had an impact on slowing down tourism somewhat. Mayne Pharma, the pharmaceutical group, also posted a loss of close to $18 million for the past 6 months. That dragged its shares down by approximately 6%. I'd blame that on competition in its key generic drugs business overseas. Interestingly, some of the retailers did quite well on their results. So it included Adairs, which is a bedding company, and Manchester as well. Its shares were up approximately 8%. First half revenue was up 10%. Underlying profit was also up strongly, and we also had a dividend of 7 cents declared. Shaver Shop was another strong performer, doing even better on the market, up 17% today. So the personal grooming products company has had record first half sales and also profit, and it's seen online sales jumping by about 61% over the first half. Now, lithium miners managed to do quite well, and it was impressive considering that we had losses for both Orocobre and Galaxy Resources today, but shares in both of these companies were up as much as 5%. One of the reasons for this was the world's largest lithium producer, which is a US-based company called Albemarle. It actually rose 6% last night. The CEO of the business basically said that demand for lithium should rise by about 20% per year all the way through to 2025. So that seemed to inspire some improvements in the lithium miners here locally. The Aussie dollar finally the lowest it's been in about 11 years at around 66 US.